our listener, Katie, is checking in, has been seeing her boyfriend for about 4 months. Friends now beginning to think she could be the other woman. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. First of all, huge fan of the show.
Hey, thank you.
That's so nice. It's kept me laughing on my way to work for years.
Love that.
Maybe you can help here.
Okay.
At what point is it a red flag that you've never seen or been to your boyfriend's place?
Hmm.
I met my boyfriend about 4 months ago at a convention, and we immediately hit it off.
Okay.
We both live in town. We hang out about twice a week. We've done this for, like I said, about 4 months.
Okay.
We've been romantic.
Okay.
We call each other boyfriend and girlfriend, and he seems to be a nice and genuine person. However, we always meet in public or at my place. He's never invited me to his place.
Hmm.
I've said to him several times, oh, I'd love to see your place sometime. And he always says, of course. But then it never happens. And I'm starting to wonder if that's a red flag. I've casually brought this up to my girlfriends, and they're ready to stalk him, find out where he lives, get the story. I'm almost ready to let them do it because I'm worried that I'm the other woman. And I don't want that.
Right.
I really like him.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like the type that would be living a double life, but what would you do?
Oh, wow. So you've gotten to know him over the course of 4 months.
Yeah.
He seems genuine.
Yes.
But there's that one thing that is bothering. Have you actually, I know you've casually said, hey, I'd love to see your place.
Yeah.
Like, have you said, next time we're going to your place?
Maybe she needs to be a little bit more adamant about that. I'm just wondering, like, you know, her girlfriends are immediately jumping to, oh, he's living with someone or dating someone else or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He could just be really messy. He could have an embarrassing roommate.
Mm-hmm.
He could live with his mom.
Yeah, those are all possibilities. And you know, maybe he's not comfortable telling you that part of his life yet.
And he's afraid that that's going to turn you off. And so it could just be that. I don't know if I'm necessarily jumping to living a double life yet.
Mm. Okay.
Not saying that that's not the case.
No, right. Exactly.
But I feel like there are other possibilities
There could be.
Like, he could have a slobbish roommate, whatever.
Living a double life is certainly worst case scenario.
Right. I mean, once upon a time when I was in college, my roommate and her boyfriend liked to walk around without wearing clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I gave them 2 hours notice that my parents were coming.
Mm-hmm.
They still came out to greet my parents wearing their underwear.
Okay.
Her boyfriend, tidy whities.
Okay.
And just met my parents like, it's no big deal. So it could be that.
So he could live with roommates who are...
He doesn't want her to meet. He feels like it might be a turnoff. They might not be able to have, like, alone time or privacy at his place. Who knows?
Okay, problem solved. There it is.
I'm just saying. There are some other possibilities to ponder other than he's living a double life and you're the other woman.
All right. 502-795-1997. Have you been in this situation? What did you do? What are the words she can say where it doesn't look like she's
being too pushy?
Like stage 5 clinger.
Right.
But
I need to know where you live.
Yeah, exactly. But like, you know, they've been romantic. He's been over to her place.
Yes.
Like this should be a natural next step.
Right.
Right? So it's not like he should not take that as whoa, too fast.
Right. And, you know, again, like you said, it's another way, another layer in a way to get to know him. I want to see how you live.
Yeah.
What your place is like.
All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Voice note, call, text, take your stories coming up. So Katie, our listener, has been dating her boyfriend for about 4 months. It's 99.7 DJX. Hasn't seen or been over to his place yet. He has been over to hers. And she's wanting to know, is this starting to feel like a red flag to you?
Because all of her girlfriends are all like, he's dating someone else, you're the other woman.
Yes.
Like, they jumped to that. Even though we've kind of tossed out other situations. It could be A, he's embarrassed of how he lives. Maybe he thinks it's a messy place. Maybe he's got an embarrassing roommate. Won't have any privacy. Maybe he lives with his parents still.
There are a thousand things that we can speculate over. We're never going to know the answer unless you are more direct with him. Amy rolls in and says, I dated a guy, didn't go to his house for a minute. The reason, he had folding chairs and a bed for his furniture.
Okay.
So,
see that again.
It could be,
he'd be embarrassed to show you that.
Right, right. And so there are a ton of people who are kind of rolling in. Now, at the very minimum, could you not just go, hey, drive me by your place?
Okay.
Like,
you could start with that.
Like, can you drive me, like, so I know that you've got, like where. I'm sure she knows what area of town he lived. Maybe she doesn't.
Not sure. But I feel like at this point we push and we're just like, hey, this weekend, let's go to your place. And then just see if he starts to have a bunch of excuses. Morgan says, absolutely red flag. He's hiding something at home, a girlfriend, a dead body. Who knows? I'd be cautious and dig deeper before your relationship goes any further.
Yeah, France is kind of like, hey, the next time you see him, say, take me to your place. I'm finally going to see where you live. Now, if he doesn't do that, then that would be the red flag. You got to be direct. And if then he balks at that, then maybe there's something a little bit more nefarious at play here.
Okay. So, you need to start pushing a little
bit. Yeah, Amalka's like, you got to stop being casual about it. Like, hey, I'd love to see your place. Mm. You got to be more direct. And you know what? I that may be kind of a generalized guy thing. Like, I'm someone...
Hit me over the head with it?
Yeah.
Make it super obvious. So make, I can't
make it
miss
obvious.
What you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, over the course of 25 years, I've learned about my wife nuances. But still, sometimes she's got to tell me, like, hey, you need to do this.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay.
So we say okay.
I think
like
it's got to be direct.
Time, when you're making plans for the next time that you're hanging out, then you say, "Let's do this at your house. I'd love to see where you live. We've been dating for 4 months. I've never even seen where you live.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It's about time, right?
I mean, my girlfriends are starting to think I'm another
woman.
We're
not saying that.
Why not?
We're not saying that yet.
Oh,
if he like. If the next couple of times, if you say that and he's got some sort of reason why that can't happen, and like the next time you say that and he's got another reason why that can't happen, then that's when you say, well, my girlfriend's a saying, you're like, you're hiding a wife or something. Isn't that crazy? Why haven't I been to your house?
Yeah, Trina rolls in. Hey, he's trying to make you be in love with him before he lets you in to the inner sanction so he won't judge you.
Okay. No,
you won't judge him.
Yes.
Yeah. Kyle says, maybe he has 100 dogs. Green flag.
Green flag. Okay. All right. I mean, there are a million possibilities.
Sorry. Amy rolls back in with the guy who had a folding chairs and, and a mattress.
Yeah.
You said chairs. It was singular.
Oh, just a chair. He had a folding chair and a bed. Okay.
Oh, that's
funny.
He
just needed, a woman's touch on the place.
That's right.
That's all.
It's the version of wearing cargos and just changing him out of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Allie says, though, maybe he's homeless.
Mm.
Like, he could be living in his car. Regardless, she definitely should be adamant about seeing where he lives. And if he still doesn't let her come over, I'd let the friends FBI investigate him.
Yeah.
Girls can find out anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
All right.
At this point, I'm not super concerned about it, but if you get really like adamant about this weekend, we're going to your house.
Yeah.
And then if he's pushing back, there's lots of different excuses of why that can't happen the next couple of times you say that, then you have to say, what's up? This is weird that I've never seen where you live and we've been dating. We're in this relationship. We are boyfriend, girlfriend. That's weird, right?
Right.
I feel like it's weird. Why not?
Right.
And then see what he says.
You know, my wife just texted me. She was listening. Hey, love you.
Hey, Elizabeth.
that I would not bring girls around my mom's house, my parent, where I live. Like when I lived with my mom, just because there is an energy there that's a lot.
Okay.
There was a lot to happen.
All
and
right.
then I did bring her around. And so maybe...
How long were you dating, though, before that happened?
I don't... It wasn't 4 months. It was before that.
Okay.
Yeah. It was so...
Were
it was,
you, like, in a committed relationship at that point?
I mean, I don't know.
It was like 25 years ago.
I know. It was a long time ago. But yeah.
There could be that. He could have like a crazy family.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? But she needs to start pushing and get him to corner him a little bit and see how he reacts.
All right. Well, hey, there's a lot there. A lot to ingest. Let us know what happens. Would love to hear the follow-up on this.
I am invested.
I know. All right.
Because there are a lot of different possibilities we tossed out there.
Right.
We need answers.
We'll check back in with you maybe in a week or two. Okay. All right. Thank you. That's Group Therapy. Coming up on-